be above them. She stood beside the car while her daughters made their way around to the front. Penny realized they were still wearing the clothes they'd slept in the night before. Loose t-shirts and tight shorts that were very short, barely covering the curves of their rumps. She thought about telling them to get their lounge pants out of the car, but knew they would protest. Besides, no matter how much she hated it, they weren't little girls anymore. Men would stare at them in anything they wore. Ashley was a sophomore in college, and Anna would be starting her senior year in high school in August. Somehow, her little girls had grown up. "You all right, Mom?" Penny blinked. She turned and saw Ashley looking at her as if she'd accidentally farted. Smiling, she said,
"I'm fine. Just spacing out."
"Want me to take over driving? You've done it this whole time."
"Nah, I'll be okay. We don't have much further to go."
Ashley didn't look as if she believed her, but she only said,
"Okay."
"Come on," said Anna. "I have to pee."
"Subtle, isn't she?" said Ashley.
"I'll be in there in a few," said Penny. Ashley and Anna had already turned away from her and were heading toward the gas station. Daylight was fading behind the building, spilling thick pink syrup across the sky. It had been a long time since she'd seen a sunset out here. She'd wanted to get to the cabin before dark. They weren't going to make it. That was fine. They could get the essentials unloaded from the car and just take it easy tonight. Start everything else tomorrow. Penny swiped her card and inserted the nozzle into the tank. She pulled back the lever, flipping the switch so it would stay on. She hated leaving it pumping unattended like this, but she needed to visit the restroom just as much as the girls did. Penny used the key remote to lock the doors and made her way inside the gas station. From the dimming light outside, the brightness of the store made her squint. The air conditioning felt good. She sighed as she searched the store for the restrooms. Ashley probably remembers where it is.
"Looking for the restroom?"
Penny turned toward the register. A short, plump woman stood behind the counter, bagging some snacks for an older man who didn't turn to look at her. Smiling, Penny nodded.
"That obvious, huh?"
The woman pointed over her shoulder.
"That way."
"Thanks," said Penny. She made her way around the counter, stepping between other customers. She noticed how they watched her, but pretended as if she were oblivious to their stares. Penny spotted the restroom sign extending from the wall. A doorway led into a small foyer where a water fountain separated two doors. The women's restroom was on the left. As she approached, the women's door flung open. Anna stepped out first, drying her hands with a paper towel. Ashley was right behind her. Penny felt relieved seeing them. Anna smiled, then patted Penny's shoulder.
"Have fun in there."
Ashley made a face.
"We'll meet you outside."
"Want anything, go ahead and grab it," said Penny.
"We're good,"
said Ashley. Penny entered the restroom. It smelled like a combination of bleach and garbage. The hollow sounds of water dripping echoed as if she were standing in a cave. A trash can was in the corner, under the hand dryer and paper towel dispenser. It was overflowing with wadded paper. A pile had gathered around the can. On her way to the nearest stall, she passed messages written on the walls in marker and lipstick. A few minutes later, Penny was finished. She dried her hands, then used the paper towel as a glove on the handle to open the door. It was brighter in the main area than the restroom. She was heading to the door when she heard somebody say,
"Penny?"
The voice sounded familiar. Older, more mature than when she'd last heard it.